This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 25 for Friday, August 18th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Friday morning, seeing a continuation of its week-long rally. Canola up $1 to $3, November up $3.10 at $798.30 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures provided spillover support, although Malaysian palm oil was lower on the day. The November contract is trading just below the psychological $800 level after moving above that chart point in overnight activity before running into some resistance. A lack of fresh weather concerns across Western Canada and the looming harvest did temper the upside. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans underpinned by shifting weather forecasts, the November contract up 17 cents at $13.47 per bushel. The latest weather outlooks are now calling for hotter and drier conditions across the Midwest this next week. That's raising some concerns for crop development. Good recent export demand and supportive chart signals contributed to the strength in soybeans. Corn also underpinned by the hotter Corn Belt forecasts, although corn is less vulnerable to the heat at this time of year, while recent rains were beneficial for development. The December corn contract up 6 cents at $4.92 per bushel. The USDA announced a flash export sales of 112,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning, contributing to the gains. Wheat futures, they are higher across the board, seeing a correction off of the contract lows hit yesterday. Minneapolis spring wheat up 12 cents in December at $8.15 per bushel. Kansas City up 16 cents in December at $7.57 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 21 cents in December at $6.36 per bushel. The ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia was back at the forefront of the wheat market today, with more attacks from both sides, although grain does continue to move out of the region for the time being. Dryness in India was another supportive influence, with the country reportedly in talks to buy Russian wheat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 18th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.